You're the promotions director in this building. That's
acting.
Another... Wow, that was still, kind of aggressive.
Still promotions coordinator.
Okay.
Yep.
So what's the difference here?
The director has more responsibilities and more meetings.
And you coordinate.
I pretty much what I like to say is I like I'm the glue. So I glue everything together, and the promotions director puts out the plan. I just glue everything together.
Okay. But you're very good at what you do.
Oh, thank
you. I mean, but you wear a couple of different hats like we all do around this building.
Yep.
But in the promotions world that you're in, mm-hmm. The City of Omaha celebration down the street here at Memorial Park usually happens before the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. It's not 4th of July weekend, but it's like the last weekend of June.
Yeah.
It's a good, place to be sweaty with, 98,000 of your fellow Omahans. Okay, you're all packed into Memorial Park. It's I like to drive by at 6 in the morning and see everybody trying to grab their spot. They got their spot marked out. Didn't have it last year. This year they're pushing it back.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't, in a couple of months, want to just hang out with 100,000 of your fellow Omahans?
Yeah.
When it's rather warm outside.
Yeah.
Maybe wait just a little bit longer. They have rescheduled it for August 28th. Do you have anything to do with this?
No.
Because I have a question.
Please ask.
Do they not know what day that is?
They probably don't.
That's the opener for Nebraska.
Yep.
I know it's, Nebraska's playing on week zero. Maybe my audience is different. That would go to this and not stay at home and watch a football game. Now, we have no idea when kickoff is going to be mm-hmm. for that game. Thinking that the Big Ten Network will want that game.
Yeah.
But if ESPN comes by or Fox and they say, we want that game, why wouldn't you say, yes, we'll be on that platform? But I think it'll be more Big Ten Network. I don't know if it'll be a daytime, a 2:30 game. It would be really cool if that game was a night game.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. Big Ten Network, 6 o'clock kickoff on August 28th in Champaign. But this will be going on. Do you think they even care? People that get married, they're like, nope, not going up against it. That's the opener. That is the kickoff to the season. Not a home game, road game. For them, it would benefit them if it was during the daytime.
Yeah.
And people go for whatever concert they're going to have. Rick Springfield. Well, I mean, there's just certain genres of music that they have.
You're not wrong.
I mean, they got to have the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Boston.
I think Stibbs is a big Doobie Brothers fan.
They have Styx.
Styx with an X.
Is there any other?
No, I'm just okay. Pointing out. Yeah,
I was just curious when I heard that they made a big announcement. I got the, I'm on a PR list. I got that in my inbox, and the first thing I thought of was, do they not know what date that is?
I'm with you there.
Do they not know what they're up against? I don't care if they won 12 football games in 3 years. It's the opener.
Yeah.
It's one of the most anticipated football seasons that we've been around for a while. And they're putting on a big firework fest.
Maybe they're putting on a fest for the people who are just out on Husker football. Because those people do still exist. Mm. But like you said.
It's the opener, though. It's different. It's the opener.
It's the opener.
They'll
right.
find a way to watch.
Yep.
They might be out, but it's the opener. It's different.
How many tablets?
If you're out, you're gonna drop in outside of Clint, who has told me ad nauseum he's out for the entire year.
Just done.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll check in at the beginning. You'll be the curiosity will get you.
Yeah.
Because what you're hearing now, because I'm hearing it, you're hearing it, we're all hearing it on this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
It's spring football. There's a lot of optimism. You're asked questions. Things appear to be going okay. There have been, knock on wood, outside of step, no major injuries.
Yep.
It's going according to plan. But whatever comes out of Lincoln, for the most part, is met with an eye roll. Fair or not, that's how it is.
Yeah.
But there's August 28th sitting there where you're very curious on things that are being said now, because Nebraska can't win the offseason. They just can't win the offseason. They have to win the regular season. There's no more of this winning the offseason. That thing is long gone. Love the content. Love the new guys. Love the discussion. Hope for the best, but can't win the offseason anymore. Been burned. Ready for when it matters the most, August 28th. I'm there, locked in. Hopefully, 6 o'clock kickoff on Big Ten Network. So, if you're out, you will at least drop in the opener just because you're curious.
Yep.
To see what it looks like and how long you stick around. Thinking, okay, this looks different. That's the whole key. You got to look. I mean, you can't show up in year four and not look different. You can't look the same. You know, you have to say, okay, if we're making improvements, this is what it's going to look like. But I think people, if you're you know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you're doing the hokey pokey, you're still going to be curious on the opener. All right. Sorry about that. That was a thought in my head. I had the opportunity with George, and so. If you got any friends for the fireworks show, just let them know that on Saturday, August 28th, they're going up against a beast.
Yeah.
Not as big, but still a beast.
Still big enough, yeah.
So we are moving towards the end of spring football around the country. I should also add, you want to do a little scouting this weekend. Ohio State's spring game is Saturday. Oklahoma's spring game is Saturday. Illinois' spring game is Monday night. And we'll be on Big Ten Network. They got an exclusive. It's a great idea. Play it on a Monday night. You know, they're not going to draw the large crowds that Ohio State and Nebraska usually draw for their spring game. And there are some schools in the Big Ten, like Michigan, there it's not a spring game. It's a practice, and you're not putting any eyeballs on it. They're hosting it inside of a closed stadium or inside of their indoor facility. So if you're Brett Bielema and you want all the attention in the world, man, I'll move my game to Monday night to give an exclusive to the Big Ten Network. Minnesota's spring game is this weekend as well. It's the weekend where people can bring oars. Like, you bring your own oar to the stadium and then you give it to the athletic department. They put it up on a wall. It's kind of a spring game tradition now that Fleck has been the head coach in Minnesota. So you can do a little scouting this weekend. And when you do the scouting, if you happen to watch the Oklahoma game, you will see a team that is very, very confident in their ability. Oklahoma thinks this will be one of the best teams they've ever had. They're already number two in the FPI. They're going to be a preseason top five team. They will be 2-0 when Nebraska goes to Norman. It would be ideal for both teams to be 2-0. One team definitely will be 2-0, and that will be Oklahoma. They got Tulane on the road, and they got Western Carolina before Nebraska plays there. They also will have an experienced offense coming back with plenty of weapons. Defense, they're getting better. And they will have the number one quarterback in the country in Spencer Rattler. 24/7 put out the top 25 quarterbacks this upcoming season. Spencer Rattler is number one. Sam Howell, number two. JT Daniels, number three. DJ, who filled in for Trevor Lawrence, is the quarterback at Clemson. And then Brock Purdy is fifth. Jaden Daniels, who I really like at Arizona State. Slovis at USC, who had a really good bounce back year. Bryce Young, who still has not been named the starter at Alabama. He's the freshman that Mac Jones beat out. Dylan Gabriel at UCF. And then De'Arik King, who's coming back from a major knee injury suffered in Miami's bowl game. That's the top 10. What's missing in there? What's missing in the top 10 quarterbacks from 24/7 coming into the season? A Big Ten quarterback. Remember, there's a guy at Ohio State that was the quarterback that's going to go in the first round. He gone. Lots of unknowns, familiar names, but unknowns in the Big Ten. Michael Penix Jr. might be one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten, but he's coming back from an injury. In this list, you have to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll until you get to number 22 to find the first Big Ten quarterback. That's Sean Clifford at Penn State. Remember, he got benched here in Lincoln. Bounced back, because I thought Penn State was done. When they got beat by Nebraska and Lincoln, the weird season where they got started with that bad loss at Indiana to begin the year, things weren't going well. Remember, before they played Nebraska, Maryland went into State College and just rolled them. And Penn State was, I thought they were toast. But they bounced back nicely at the tail end of their season. I mean, they were 0-4 when they left Lincoln, and Sean Clifford got his job back. He's number 22 on this list, and then Tanner Morgan is number 24. Tanner Morgan will be in his third full-time year as a starter at Minnesota. Who's missing from the top 25? More Big Ten quarterbacks? Yes. But who else would you put inside of the top 25? The guy that's in Lincoln, that has the most experience of anybody in the conference at quarterback, not inside of the top 25. So let's go with a guy outside of the top 25 and Adrian Martinez to the number one guy. And quarterback play in the year of Adrian will be a maker or a breaker. Don't be surprised if Saturday, if you go, or even the spring game, but Saturday will be more of the practice stuff. And it's not really for us, media, and for fans. It's a nice little carrot to bring into the stadium, but it's for recruits that are going to find their way into Lincoln. That's who that's for. It's subtly, we're showing off for you. You can't come here officially yet, but we're going to give you an opportunity to come in and be a fan. Wonder how much will be scripted out of the quarterback position to show off what they're doing with the quarterback and to raise the level of the wide receivers. I got a feeling that you will see, whether it be Martinez, Smothers, Harburg, Miller, or Masker, I beg your pardon, a lot of the passing tree will be on display. But a lot of stuff that is completed 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. That's the question that's not being clearly defined so far this spring is, what does accuracy look like past 10 yards? I know there's an emphasis to throw the ball downfield. What about the accuracy? You're charting. Give me a number. Give me a true number. Not how many times we're doing it, but give me a completion number. That would help me understand. That's important. I think you'll see a lot of that scripted on Saturday. And why not? I mean, that's a concern of all of us. If this thing is to move forward on that side of the ball, passes that are 10 yards down the field have to be completed. Wide receivers are deeper, more talented. A couple of guys that if you throw it in the neighborhood, they're going to find a way to go catch the ball. But fair or not, as the season unfolds in the year of Adrian, he's going to be compared to Spencer Rattler on September 18th. Spencer Rattler, number one quarterback coming into the season. Last year, threw for 3,000 plus yards, 29 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He looked like a young quarterback a couple of different times. The loss at home to Kansas State, and then he really got, I know this is a terrible pun, he got rattled against Iowa State. Now, he made some plays that were jaw-dropping, and then he made some plays that looked like a first-year starter. But as their season went, and he got more familiar with Lincoln Riley's scheme, Spencer Rattler could do basically whatever he wanted. He could launch the ball downfield. He's got a big boy arm that the NFL is going to love. He could also, mechanics be off a little bit, throw off the back foot, and find a way to get the ball in the hands of his wide receivers. I mean, Spencer Rattler is the real deal. And he's got some cockiness to him. He's got the big boy arm, and he's playing in a big boy offense, where he is the ideal quarterback, just another line of quarterbacks that are playing for Lincoln Riley. So, he was also a five-star coming out of high school. if you look at his recruiting profile, and you got two quarterbacks who are going to play against each other in the middle of September, and they're both from the West Coast. Rattler's coming out of Phoenix. He was the number one quarterback in the country. He was the 13th overall player, but the number one dual threat quarterback. Five-star. Rivals gave him a 6.1 rating. Martinez, four-star, 5.9 rating. Adrian's not in the top 25. Can he get back there? Can he be the star that we thought he was going to be? He can. We have to define what is the best version of Adrian Martinez for Nebraska to be successful. But fair or not, he's going to be compared to the guy that he is going up against. Now, in a normal time, and things would have continued to progress, and Martinez continues to develop, he's not even playing in this game. Adrian's getting ready to find out where he's going in the NFL draft. But he's here. He's starting his fourth year. He's going to be, you can say fair or not, he will be compared in that game to Spencer Rattler and throughout the season to the quarterbacks he's going to play. How many games will Nebraska go into this year where you feel better about their quarterback play? Remember, there's only two in 24/7's top 25, and Nebraska only plays one of them in the conference. Rattler would be the second one that they would play. I mean, you look at the losses for Rattler last year, and two of them that I mentioned. The guy across the way, the other quarterback, was better than Rattler. But Rattler will be much better than he was last year. And they'll be compared. And I do think it's fair. And it's okay if they're compared. And it would mean something on the huge positive side for Nebraska if Nebraska had better quarterback play that night. But how many games this year, knowing what you know about veteran defense, what they could do, I don't think many teams will be able to have great success just lining up and running the football against Nebraska this year. But how many games will Nebraska have to have the better quarterback on the field? On the field. That guy has to make a difference. Definitely September 18th will be one of those. All right, 120. A little bit later, George will chime in with his NBA minute. Jake would like a lot more love for Steph Curry.
Steph will get his love.
And then fill in the blank here real quick, George.
Mm-hmm.
The Brooklyn Nets did blank last night. I'll let you think about that. More local music as well. We roll till 2 until we turn it over to USC on 1620 The Zone.